And welcome back to Cinema Vino. Ooh. Glad we got that sound on record.
That needs to be a bump that we can record.
Yeah.
I'll give you a bump.
So we discovered, at least I know I discovered, that when we scheduled out our wedding movies, that there's an extra Wednesday in June. So there's an extra week.
It's a leap Wednesday.
Yeah, we have a gap. We have a gap week in there. So, you know, after we do The Princess Bride for our final wedding movie, we're going to have an empty slot in there that we could do, you know, some funky things with.
Yeah.
So we thought we would just put four random movies on, basically have a drawing, you know, and see what we get. It could be anything. So each of us picked a movie, and it could be the best movie, could be the worst movie.
I've never seen the movie I put in there. I just heard enough cool things about it.
Yeah.
So I just put a movie in.
I picked an all-time favorite.
Yeah, so. I did not do that.
Don't let Todd pick.
Oh, sorry.
Crinkled his pick.
Okay.
Let Tay pick.
Let Travis pick. I don't want this evil on me.
Travis should do it.
I'm the one that crinkled
Travis should
them all.
Do it. Travis. Hold on, Travis.
Travis was right, the, he was the crinkler.
I was the crinkler.
I'm going to...
Yeah, you're...
What an awesome superhero.
Yeah.
I am the crinkler.
I am the villain. I am the crinkler. I'm going to pick.
There it is.
And then Travis is going to read.
Mm-hmm. And those are both good John Lovitz impressions. That's who should play the crinkler.
Oh, my God, yeah. What would the crinkler's powers
be? Well, you shut up. Yeah, I don't know.
You're looking at it and picking
one? I'm looking at the... Well, one looks like a...
Dingle.
Put them back in the cup.
Well, this looks like a swan. Okay, fine.
Yeah, one of them looked a little bit like origami.
That feels like Todd.
This is democracy.
That feels like Todd's because it just feels smushed.
Is
that a compliment?
Manifest.
Network.
That's me.
Yeah. Damn it. It felt like it was smushed.
What is network?
The network. That's the...
Sandra Bullock?
That's the net.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
It's where the guy goes crazy on air.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite. That's probably top 10 movies for me.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
Can we look and see what everyone else put in?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we are not doing these other ones. We've already picked the one.
Yeah, okay.
So, even if they're better movies than The Network.
I'm going to read one.
God, you fucking crinkler.
Goddamn crinkler.
I am the crinkler.
Dread. 2012.
Ooh.
That was my pick.
That was on my list.
That would have been a good one. Ah, damn.
And you guys at home, keep in mind, we are going to do Dealer's Choice after we do our time travel series, which is next. We're going to do a Dealer's Choice. So these movies could very well come back again later.
That is Travis's.
Very cool.
Hey, I tried to crinkle it up.
No, both of the remaining ones are very small in there.
That was like a spit wad.
This is Masters of the Universe.
That was me.
Yeah.
I was in the mood for an 80s film.
Yeah.
Little Dolph Lundgren with his shirt off. Sue me.
What if his entire head was a nose?
You guys are lucky that was my pick and not the Roger Corman Fantastic Four that was never released from 94.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was on VHS.
Small. No.
And never on VHS?
You can find it on YouTube. Uploaded illegally.
What was the one that we found at that comic book convention that was on VHS?
Oh, that's the one I bought. It was a bootleg. I bought that illegally.
Okay. I'm on the table here.
This was mine. I don't know anything about this movie. I've heard things.
It's so small.
Well, I know how it actually kind of ends.
Matt Ramsey collection.
I just heard it was a cool film. And different.
Oh, yeah. Lamb. I have not seen that either.
Ooh, A24.
Yeah, it did not come to Tulsa, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Due to the pandemic or whatever it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
What did damn it. I just watched an A24 production. I can't remember.
Oh.
Irma Vep on HBO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking good.
Really?
Is it really?
I enjoyed it for nerd reasons, but.
Yeah. No.
It's a series, right? Or is it a movie?
Series.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many episodes?
Just one so far. Just came out.
It sounds like a movie to me.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be 8 or 10 or what.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I feel bad.
What are we saying again?
Network.
All-time classic.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I want you to get up. To get angry.
It's an iconic movie of the 70s. Peter Finch won the Academy Award for Best Actor. Faye Dunaway won for Best Actress. And I think Beatrice Straight won for Best Supporting Actress.
Save it for the pod.
And is this for next Wednesday?
It'll be
for next Tuesday?
The last Wednesday in June.
When the fuck are we going to pot on it? Like, do I need to watch it this week?
No, you're good for now.
Okay.
So basic gist to get you guys ready for it.
I want to go in fresh.
Okay.
Don't tell me anything.
Okay, I'll tell you nothing. Then I'll fill you in after you watch it.
I'll watch trailers.
This is one of those movies that, like, I can go back and watch it anytime. I think it's one of the best movies ever made.
Really?
It is just phenomenal. So it's an all-time. It has some of the best dialogue, some of the best acting. It's just amazing. So I hate to be selfish. I'm glad that was picked. That's one I've wanted us to do for a long time. I like sharing that movie with other people because I love it so much.
You guys are going to miss out on Gwildor playing a synth harmonizing alien instrument on Master of the Universe.
You know, maybe we'll get to it for the Dealer's Choice.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, the wheel keeps coming back around.
Maybe we'll all change it up. And maybe it'll be Willow.
And the wheel always changes my
mind. Yeah. The wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Yeah.
What do you think about Willow 2?
I'm excited, actually.
I'm interested.
I wish Mad Motkin was 100%.
You are
great. I'd
love
to see him in this.
But now we're going to excuse Tay and Sean because they have not seen Ms. Marvel. Trav and I are going to talk a little bit about Ms. Marvel, which I guess debuted today.
Debuted.
Yeah.
Debuted.
So we're going to talk about that. Sean Jordan, Taylor Owens, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see you next week.
Of course.
Travis, you can stay.
He's so
cute. Cool. We're going to go hang out. Do hot girl shit.
All right. And those are our picks.
Yeah. So we will see you guys. We'll be right back shortly. And we're back. It's just the two of us now.
Real intimate like.
Yeah, it's just Travis and I.
Todd got me a beer.
Yeah.
Then he took a swig of his own and baby birded it to me.
Yeah.
So our lips touched.
So yeah, it's just like it's just an intimate cinema vino now.
What are we drinking?
So I'm drinking, courtesy of my wife, the White Claw Citrus Yuzu Smash, the Surf, which, full disclosure, she works for White Claw, so just supporting her brand. Trav is drinking the Voodoo Ranger from New Belgium Brewing. It is an Imperial IPA, and I believe it is around 9% alcohol. It is tasty.
Mm. Yeah, it's an IPA, so just know I'm better than you.
It is quite good, so I do enjoy it.
It has notes of citrus, of hops, of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And I'd say most likely it ants on a log on the
it touches,
celery.
It's a lot on the food pyramid. Mm-hmm. You cover a lot of food groups.
Like, I've cut down what this tastes like. I've knocked off 3 paragraphs of explanation.
Yes. It tastes like hops and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's good though. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I that's one of my favorites. I'm a big IPA hop guy when it comes to beer.
You know, I was in my youngster days. Like, I would want to have a 9 or 10% alcohol or more, and just get absolutely blottoed. These days, I like it as my first beer. Maybe 1 or 2 IPAs, but then just give me a Modelo.
Yeah,
or you know. Just some trash beer. I don't care.
Or even a White Claw.
Yeah. I'll smash a White Claw.
Yeah. So yeah, we're just doing a couple beverages. We're going to talk about Ms. Marvel, which debuted today on Disney Plus. So I think we have differing thoughts, and Travis, I'm curious to hear yours first.
Well, I get why they've changed it. So spoiler alerts on these are just in general.
Yeah, this will be a recap. So, yeah, spoilers will be everywhere.
Gotcha.
And keep in mind that we're just talking about the very first episode. Mm-hmm.
So, in the comic books, there are the Inhumans, who are a offshoot of the Eternals, yes, from the movies, that once they come of age, it's kind of a offshoot of mutants. They expose themselves to something called Terrigen Mists. It's kind of a rite of passage as you're entering puberty or whatever. Once you come of age as an Inhuman, you go through the Terrigenesis mist bath, and you come out on the other side with special gifts.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in the comics at some point in time, there was a big Terrigen bomb, and anybody that had the gene to be able to turn into an Inhuman did. And they basically think that they did this to try and make them mutants instead of the X-Men, because the X-Men was still under the Fox umbrella. And this is why I hate all of the movies reflecting into the comic books. The movies should reflect the comic books, not the reverse. And this was an example of it being weird and shitty. So basically, Miss Marvel, she gets hit with the whammy and discovers she has powers. Her powers in the comics is she's basically a mix between Ant-Man and Mr. Fantastic. She can stretch her body into, you know, different shapes, or like, you know, make her fist like 10 times the size and like punch people with a embiggened fist. And then she can also shrink herself and grow like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So she can't talk to insects, but she can shrink and grow, and she can stretch and do all this weird stuff.
Yeah.
But they've totally changed her powers for this. And I get why they did that, because they're about to do the Fantastic Four and they don't want to have a character that can already do all the stuff that Mr. Fantastic is going to be shown to do. They want to, you know, we've, spoiler alert, seen him in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness just for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll still try and make his powers look better than what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, but it's, she's got weird and different powers. She's more like Green Lantern in that she can create energy constructs in this. And somehow her entire origin will be changed. So it irks me in those little nerdy ways, yeah, in that it's not like the comic book. That said, she's still a fairly new character in comics. I would say she's been out maybe about 10 years.
Yeah.
2011 maybe. But the first episode, I think it was fine. It didn't really do it for me at much. She's a fangirl. She likes to cosplay. She's big on YouTube. I guess she has followers on YouTube and, mm-hmm, and does. She's an Avengers super fan. So it was cute enough. But like I feel like I've already seen several stories about very strict parents on a child. Like, I feel like I had seen this before. Like, yeah. I watched Obi-Wan episode 4 right before this, and it's just these back-to-back were kind of monotonous. Like, I paused it a lot to play on my phone.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah. And I did enjoy it, I think, more than you did. I'm liking the increasing diversity in the MCU. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the story centers on Kamala Khan. She's Pakistani American, and her, I believe she's a first generation Pakistani American. And so I like how not only are they showing, you know, a character from a different background, because I mean, superheroes have traditionally been very homogenized, you know, they're white men. Mm-hmm. And so there's been a real concerted effort in the last, you know, probably recent decades to really diversify and show different characters, different backgrounds. Yeah, different gender, different everything. You know, it's a very subtle thing that they do where they show that we're the same more than we're different.
Right.
You know, it's like, so they show like the conservative, overbearing mom, the more laid back dad, the older sibling who knows everything. The traditional, like the tropes, mm-hmm, and that you see in families, but they make it very natural. And, you know, it's like how basically it's like the same things that, you know, people of all across the spectrum can relate to. They make it relatable for everybody, and I do like that.
They didn't address the blip, because I don't know if or any of her family was blipped. She does talk about Captain Marvel being her favorite because she came by and destroyed Thanos' ship and punched him in the face. So clearly this is taking place after Infinity War Endgame.
Some of them would have had to have been.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they have not yet addressed that. And I'd be curious to see what they say.
Right. You would think that they would address it in the first episode, but I was wondering if, like, they're holding on to something and to, like, if that'll be a big drop later or if it's something they're yada yada overing.
Yeah. You know, I like it that they integrate, like, the Urdu language from Pakistan into the dialogue, mm-hmm, you know, to where it just flows seamlessly with English. And, you know, you have the relatives who gossip about people and, you know, are very judgmental. It's like, it just felt very real in that way, you know, and it's like, yeah, you know, on the one hand, it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason, because everybody can watch that and relate to it. Everybody's got judgmental relatives. You know, everybody's got an overbearing parent that they can relate to. Everybody who has a sibling can relate to the idea of, like, kind of a love-hate relationship with your sibling. I mean, it's like there's stuff that, you know, is very relatable in a broad sense. So to me, it's like that is how you incorporate diversity into a series. It's like, it's a big deal because it's not a big deal. You know, it's it's a significant because it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you underplay it. And I think they did that very well. You know, they make her a very relatable character, even though she as of a, you know, she's a Muslim religion, you know, she's Pakistani, you know, origins. They make her seem relatable no matter who you are. So I thought that was very well done to me. So that I enjoyed. I'll see where it goes from there. It felt a lot like Shazam in terms of her, like, you know, the nerdy kid who discovers that she suddenly has superpowers, you know.
Right.
All of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, wait till all the, you know.
Well, it's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the ultimate example. Totally. You know, where it's like, you know, it's a love letter to the nerdy kids reading comics out there. This could be you. You know, you could put on this bracelet and you're going to have crazy powers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and maybe that's why I like it too. I always love that origin of Spider-Man, you know, of like, you, one minute you're, you know, on a field trip with your class, next minute you've got radioactive spider powers. So, you know, that's the great allure of Spider-Man, you know, and that's why he spoke to the, you know, the readers of that
every
age.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I do see what you're saying too, that, you know, that this kind of stuff, even in the Marvel world, has been done to death, you know, the tropes.
Yeah. It's just that, yeah, I've seen this too many times. My dad and I, several years ago, started watching Doctor Who, and he's, you know, my dad likes to predict what is going to happen in any episode, like outside of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, that person's going to be with this or this other doctor. Like, he'll say it. And he's like, yeah, of course, because, you know, they read the script. It has to happen this way.
Yeah.
And the thing he said about Doctor Who is, he's like, you know what? This is so great and the writing is so good, because I don't know what's going to happen next. And with all these other shows, like, I've seen so much, like, you know, 40 plus years of watching TV, I feel like I've seen almost every story. And so when they start another episode of whatever, like, it's fairly predictable and I know what's going, like, they're just going through the motions or recycling other episodes. And with weird Doctor Who episodes, like, they can do anything, they can go anywhere. And just some of the writing, it was so subversive. We watched during the David Tennant and Matt Smith years, but you know, just for other nerdy's sake. But yeah, that's kind of how I felt watching this, is that I've seen this before.
Yeah.
And I've seen it done better elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still on board. Well, I really want to see how she uses these powers, but they're basically Green Lantern powers. Yeah. Like, I don't know what the significance in the comics is of her bracelet, but it's always been a part of her costume, as far as I'm aware. I've only read the first trade, which is the first 5 or 6 issues. So that's all I know about this character.
And she will be integrated into the next Captain Marvel movie, which is called The Marvels, right?
Oh.
She will be in
that. Okay. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I know that what I would be interested in is if they do a Champions movie later on. In the comic books, the Champions were basically just a whole bunch of other I don't want to say B-list, but other Avengers and X-Men that weren't in the Avengers and X-Men books at the time.
Yeah.
Plus Ghost Rider. They just kind of had, they were a weird hodgepodge super team of characters that didn't currently have a home in a book at a time.
Yeah.
But they later did a revamp in the, 2010s, 20 something like that. But you had Ms. Marvel, you had the Vision decided to start a family and had a daughter named Viv. You had Kid Nova. You had a teenage Cyclops from the past. And you had Miles Morales, Spider-Man. But you had, what's his name? Amadeus Cho as the new Hulk. They had a whole new group of basically Avengers, and they called themselves the Champions. But it looked like a really interesting book, and I would be interested to see if they keep changing out and losing all the original actors that were these Avengers, if they did that going forward and had like a team book movie of, you know, the Champions with Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
Also, Kamala Khan, way cooler than the name Ms. Marvel.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I wouldn't change my superhero name at all. I'd just be Kamala Khan all the time.
Has a nice flow to it.
Yep.
So what would you give it? Scale 1 to 10, first episode?
5.5.
Yeah. I'd say 6, maybe 6.5. I'm a little bit above that, yeah. But
I need to see more.
TBD. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been another quick episode of Cinema Vino talking about Miss Marvel. Just me and Trav. Trav's bud.
Yeah, we might have some more of the guys in on this if they catch up.
Yeah. Todd Wofford.
Apologies to Sean for never doing a Moon Knight podcast because that was his baby.
It was.
And apologies to anybody that was listening to our Critical Role podcast. Mm-hmm. We never did the last episode of that either.
And we still can.
We can.
I should not enjoy Moon Knight that much. I really didn't, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's because I was ignorant about the character and it wasn't my thing, but.
Yeah, that was Sean's baby. I wasn't really familiar with the character other than being a weird, fucked up Batman.
Yeah, yeah. But next, we're going to do The Princess Bride for our wedding movies. And then after that, Movie Network for our Gap movie. And then time travel. So it'll be some good stuff. But yeah, we will see you guys next time. Not with a whimper, but with more whimpers.
And a bang.
Multiple whimpers.
Bang, bang.
Are you looking to start your very own podcast? Blueberry is one of the top hosting companies in the world. You can get 10% off your first month with the promo code CINEMAVINO. You can also use their hosting estimator to figure out the best plan for you. And don't forget, that's promo code CINEMAVINO to get your first month free.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our website is cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.